Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Now, every day, you know, when you hear these songs, you're wondering, like, why are we hearing these same songs? Or like, you know, who's the most popular artist right now? Well, there's a company that is responsible for getting the information that makes these things happen. And representing that company, we got Rebecca Roussel from Nielsen. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Awesome.
Good.
Well, Haircrack did such a great job telling exactly what you do. But just, I guess, in a nutshell, and of course, we're excited about our new partnership with Nielsen. Tell us about that partnership. And for the person that knows absolutely nothing, in a nutshell, just tell us what Nielsen does.
Oh, definitely. Well, Nielsen, we are the global measurement company that measures it all. So we measure TV ratings, what you buy in the grocery stores, the music that you listen to in over 100 countries. And so we get this information and these insights from people like your listeners who voluntarily participate in our surveys. And we're very excited about our new partnership with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, because over the next several weeks, we're going to be sharing some fun facts with your listeners on the website, and it's going to come in the form of a poll question that we're going to do beginning next week, every 2 weeks, and your listeners will be able to kind of test their knowledge and participate in our fun fact polls and be able to win some cool prizes.
Now, Ms. Roussel, on average, how many people are being polled at any given time?
Well, we have a random selection that goes for our television panel, and then also for our online panel. Those are people that are measured for thousands and thousands of websites that we have. And so we, for the television panel, we have to make sure that that is a representative sample as it relates to the census data. And we come in contact with different people all over the country. So there's definitely major opportunities for your listeners to be able to participate in our panel.
Okay, now, being that we're talking about television, a lot of things that we hear about in the Black community is the lack of us on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does Nielsen play into that? Like, you know, because, like, I mean, we get on, but we have a hard time staying on.
Right, right, definitely. Well, you know, as far as your consumer power goes, if you watch the shows, they're going to keep the shows on. And if you see shows that have people that look like you, so if you look at a show that has a Black actor that is the star of the show, you're going to keep that show on. And you have the power to keep those shows on, because the companies look at us and the networks look at us for the ratings. So if you're watching that show, you're going to be keeping it on. And so that's the type of information that we share there at Nielsen, and that's where the empowerment factor comes in. If you're looking and you're watching, you are the power that keeps those actors with jobs and keeps those shows on. So if you want to see more Black actors on your shows, then you need to make sure that your voices are heard, and that's why we do what we do as far as the participation and making sure that people know that we're out here for the consumers and to get their information.
All right, we're on the line with Rebecca Roussel of Nielsen. And what is something else, or can you just tell us any other information that people out there need to know when it comes to Nielsen?
Yeah, definitely. So if you look at some of the cool facts that we have about music, like for your listeners, we know that good music's mercy. So that's one of my favorite songs with Kanye, Big Sean, uh-huh. and Pusha T. And 2 Chainz, that song was the 9th most streamed song with 631,336 downloads, and that was July 6th. Mm. Also, midway 2012, the late and the great Whitney Houston, y'all, her album sold 818,000 units right
wow.
after her death. And that was followed by Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday that sold 557,000. So, you know, these are some stats that show that we are the Black influence. You know, we have the power. We're listening. And so our artists are also thriving off of that as well, because they're crossing over and that music is definitely doing well.
Well, Rebecca, you have been a wealth of giving us a wealth of knowledge this morning. We thank you so, so much. If people want information on Nielsen themselves to do research, where can they go to?
They can go to www.nielsen, NIELSEN.com /African-American, and that's one word.
Got it. Y'all, let's give it up from Nielsen, Rebecca Roussel.
Thank you, guys.